Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Washington, D.C. Acknowledge me.
Chris Russell on the Team 980.
I'm not trying to be a jerk. It's Tuesday in the nation's capital and beyond. Right here on the Team 980, and we're always live and free, baby, on the Odyssey app and on demand as well. And you know what Tuesdays mean when Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve doesn't fall on a Tuesday. It means the DOC and I are back together to talk all things New York Jets and
I'm
New York Giants.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
What's up, Doctor? How are you?
Hey, man. You know how I'm doing. I'm doing great because we're in it and we're in the tournament. And you got a chance. And usually by now, I mean, we're talking hoops and hockey.
Yeah.
So I'm thrilled.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's good to be able to table that, and you know, maybe we'll get to a couple of minutes of that later on. But yes, this just in, Doc. There's a big playoff game to be played on Sunday Night Football for the Commanders and the Buccaneers. And obviously, I was teasing, of course, about the New York Jets and the New York Giants. Although, Doc, there is news. Right? There's lots of news, which we will discuss at some point during the show. But first and foremost, I hope it's been a little while since we gotten to work together. I hope you had a great holiday week, couple of weeks and season. And everybody's okay in the family, and you got to spend some time with loved ones and all that good stuff.
Yes, all good. Tyler, I hope Tyler's on top of the world.
He is. Thank you. I heard AA Athen in Annapolis was doing play-by-play last Tuesday for me while I was at the Caps Bruins game. Mm-hmm. He said, you know, that you were prominently mentioning Tyler, which
well,
I appreciate.
Well, he was honorary K-9.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that would mean a lot to him. Yeah. I mean,
because of his loyalty to the Burgundy and Gold.
And as you know, he loves the Doc. He loves the Doc.
That's my guy. Well, we made it our business to make sure that he got his just due, and it worked out well at the rink, and it was all good.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, so let's get started, obviously, on today's show. And, you know, I you do the post game immediately after the final gun. So I didn't get to hear really your spin, you know, on what happened Sunday, which the bottom line is they won. And I said yesterday, I said, look, it was as imperfect as you're going to get. It was sloppy. It was choppy. All three phases. It wasn't very impressive by any means. But the one play that they had to have perfect and that they operated with absolute scintillating perfection was the final play to Terry McLaurin in every way. And sometimes you win games. I mean, you played this game at an ultra-high level. You won a Super Bowl. You've watched this game. You've followed this game. You've reported on this game. You've been in the sideline. You've been in the booth. You've been in buildings. You've been in locker rooms. You've been at practices. You know that things are rarely going to be perfect. And a lot of times, they're not even going to be really smooth. And Sunday was anything but smooth by any reasonable account and standard, yet they found a way to win. And it almost feels, Doc, correct me if I'm wrong, and I don't know if this was the sentiment you got on Sunday from callers and people on Twitter and all that stuff, it almost feel like people were disappointed that they found a way to win that game over the lowly Dallas Cowboys at the end. Is that the sentiment that you walked away from, or were people high, being that they had actually won a 12th game and clinched the sixth seed?
Yeah, well, you know, all our people, don't forget, I attract a different breed. So our people, they are flat-out Warriors. Our people are ecstatic because we won. If we win by 1 point, we party.
Mm.
We're not the number crunchers. We're not the experts on paper, the people with no sweat equity in the game but yet claim to know everything. So for us, and our guy who got the K-9 award, the ultimate award, was Adam Peters, because there are some people that we know very well that thought that when he brought over Marcus, that was the dumbest move that had been made in the history of pro football.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why you can't listen to everybody on the air. Just because you're on the air is no indication that you actually know what you're talking about. So it's like law enforcement. It's like politics. It's a lot of things that we've discovered now in our lifestyle. Now, just because you have a position doesn't mean squat until you prove you can actually do the job. So when you bring a guy in, and then that guy ends up being, he was the reason, in my opinion, that we won the game.
Mm-hmm.
He came in and balled out. And you don't have to change a lot. The beauty of putting these two superior athletes on the same team, it was beautifully done. And against popular demand, and that's why they're in charge and we're not. So, and this team is, you break us down, we're not going to win a beauty pageant. But together, as a gang, don't count this group out. And that's all I'm going to say on it. I'm not the win's the win. We know that five was not five. We know now. One thing about this young man is, talented as he is, when something's off, now we know it. Now we know it. His game is different if the body parts aren't in sync. That's right. My indication of it right now.
When you say, if something's wrong, we know it.
Yeah, when he's not completely accurate.
Mm-hmm.
When he's not perfect, because usually he's perfect.
Yeah. Well, there's so many things that you just said in that opening statement there that I want to like get into. But it's interesting that you say that, because the question, I guess, about Jaden Daniels, right, is we now know he had mild leg, or what they're calling mild leg soreness. But during the game, they did not say that. They did not tell that to the beat reporters in Dallas in the press box. As a matter of fact, they went out of their way to say it was a coach's decision. Then we find out he's got mild leg soreness. So you feel, if I'm interpreting what you just said, that he was dealing with something, probably the mild leg soreness, and that affected him in his performance in the first half. Is that fair?
My eyes don't lie.
Mm-hmm.
This kid's very accurate. And he's high. Him and Terry, it was a disconnect. They can talk about Terry all you want.
Yeah.
Terry was always where he is. The ball wasn't. They were not connected. And so his stuntman comes right in and boom, Electric Light Company. They light up the Christmas tree. But that's what you want. Those two aren't in competition. They work together. They're a team. They're a part of a team. So it's a beautiful thing. I've never heard a town so confusing. Are you actually pissed off that the backup came in and won you a game? That's the way it's supposed to be. Don't get so hung up on awards that you forget the object is to win the damn game. And they won the game. If they win everyone by one, the trophy, the rings, the money, it all counts.
Yeah. And that's kind of like what I said yesterday to sort of open up the show, is it wasn't pretty. It was far from perfect. No football game ever is really perfect. I think that's, something that wishful thinking. But it wasn't pretty. It wasn't great. It wasn't good. It was ugly at times. They certainly could have lost, should have lost, what have you. But again, they operated with perfection on that final play. And if you win the next four playoff games by 1 point and cumulatively outscore your opponents, again, it's a long stretch, in four playoff games, all four probably on the road, or three on the road and one at a sort of neutral site. If you do it by 1 point, Doc, is anybody going to take the Super Bowl away from you? No, right?
You
don't have to win
now,
a beauty contest.
Always,
you have to win a football game, right?
Yeah,
I guess is your
some
point.
Some brash 27-year-old somewhere that will come up with a reason as to why. So yeah. I'd caution that.
Yeah, yeah, I hear you. All right, let's do this. Let's double down First, the good on Marcus Mariota. You mentioned that there was a lot of conjecture over the offseason. And I'll raise my hand, and Doc, I've never been a huge Mariota fan from a play style standpoint. Mm-hmm. I thought he took too many sacks, didn't see the field always well, consistently, wasn't always consistently accurate, got injured a lot. He's bounced around for a reason. But he was a number two overall pick, and he was a former Heisman winner, and we know he's got talent, we know he's got skill, and while I don't know if you would want him to play 16 games or 17 games or whatever, or be the unquestioned number one, or be the guy that you rock and roll with, which may actually help the Commanders. We'll touch on that later. I know this. If something happens to Jaden this Sunday night, early on, injury, not feeling it, whatever, he's sick, whatever the case might be, I feel pretty good that you got a good chance with Marcus Mariota, don't you?
Well, hell yeah. I mean, he made that clear all year. Again, the Philadelphia game early on is where I was kind of hoping, because of his JD5's health status, that Marcus might have been able to get a shot at his old team. It didn't happen, but you're still where you want to be. You'd like to have every backup on your team be competent enough to be able to win with. If not, then you made a bad decision. Quite simply, they all just did their job. This is not anything that we should be making, turning into a cover story. He did his job. That's what they pay him to do. Be the backup quarterback, come in, and play as well, if not better, than the guy you replace. Mm-hmm. That's his job. And
right.
He did it.
But not everybody does that, as we all know. And
well, not every starting quarterback is worth a damn.
No, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
I guess what was most encouraging for me is, you know, and maybe people might get mad when I say this. I mean, there's reasons for it, and I want to ask that next. Is he played better than Jaden Daniels did, period. In one game against the same opponent, half by half, he was way better than Jaden Daniels. Now, that doesn't mean that Jaden Daniels shouldn't be the starter. Of course he is. Unquestioned. But you feel a lot better about Mariota than maybe you did Sunday going into the game, even though he had played well against Carolina after a couple of, you know, series where he got the oil running through the engine when Jaden first got hurt. You know, he hadn't really, in a meaningful spot, seen the field since that point. So now you feel like if something happens again this Sunday night, whether it's this mild leg soreness, whether it's whatever, a new injury, who knows? You feel good. But here's the question. What do you think changed? Because the natural running game did not change. It's not like all of a sudden they came out in the second half and gangbusters running downhill, breaking out outside zone, inside zone, and ripping up chunks of yardage, and that made the quarterback's job easier. As a matter of fact, the two leading rushers for the Commanders were Marcus Mariota and Jaden Daniels. It's not something that you normally want to see, but it has become more customary for this team. So my question to you is, was it simply getting Terry more involved that changed, or was it Marcus Mariota getting rid of the football quicker and making quicker decisions, maybe seeing the field better? Anything that you could put a finger on that jumped out to you as to why things went from "eh" in the first half to, oh, okay, this is pretty damn good.
Yeah, just your experience. You explained it. His age and experience, he is quicker with the ball, and he should be. I mean, he should be everything that he showed you other than physically faster than JD5. Because he's accomplished what JD5 has accomplished. Very few people on the earth have done that. So it's not like our minds are blown. I'm not. He did what I expect him to do. And he did it at a high level. And what's freakish is that we have another guy over there in five who's actually better than he is.
Mm-hmm.
That's the blessing. But yet people want to tear it down like they're shocked and like this was a problem that he did it. I don't understand y'all at all. This is the way you want it to be. This is why Adam Peters did it. This is why a lot of people didn't like the fact that you brought over the Giants coordinator. Yeah, you nitwits. Let Adam Peters cook. He's cooking. Embrace it and enjoy it. We got to be Detective Snoops. Now it's an undercover story. We're going to turn this into like he did something wrong. I don't understand. What did he do wrong? All 53 players, you're supposed to be able to win with them. It's not a shock. It's expected. Mark Mosley was the MVP of the league with our team.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great team. How great are you if the field goal kicker is MVP of the league and you're off it? It's called team. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't see anything they did that was abnormal. One guy may have had his B game. The other guy comes in with his A game. You win the game. Terry's a freak, and he put the ball in the position, and he made the catches. The other guy overthrew him. He couldn't catch it. So it, team wins.
I agree with you, obviously. It was a team win, and that's ideal. Like the mentality of next man up, you know, which was further exasperated, whatever that word is, by John Feinstein's book about the Ravens and all that stuff. Like, the mentality of next man up, like, fans often operate as if everybody is supposed to come in and do the same as the starter or whoever is chosen to be ahead of them or what have you. And in this case, Marcus played better than Jaden Daniels. Now, that again, I don't think that's an insult or a criticism of Jaden as much as it's a compliment or a salute to Marcus Mariota. And it's also, as you started off your part of the show, with saluting Adam Peters. It's a salute to him. It's a salute to, who was it, Brian Johnson, right? Is it Brian? Yeah, Brian.
Yeah, OC.
Brian Johnson, the former Eagles offensive coordinator, who had Mariota as a backup last year and who vouched for him and meetings and leadership, all that stuff, the impact on Jalen Hurts, so on and so forth, and brought him over here. So I think it's a combination, obviously, of things, but it doesn't always work out this way. And I guess why I'm choosing to kind of, you know, focus on this is because if what happened Sunday didn't happen, say Jaden played the whole game and say they won, but Jaden was spotty and it was an up and down roller coaster ride, we wouldn't be talking pretty much at all about Marcus Mariota, maybe a casual mention. But now, and people are going to take this the wrong way, Doc, because they're going to be like, oh, you're rooting for Marcus Mariota to play. No. We're talking about something that potentially could come up on Sunday night. Something that could happen on Sunday night. And the fact is that while some people, and you mentioned some people are just happy that they won, beat the Cowboys, division win, whatever, fine. That's not the people that I've heard from or seen or paid attention to, I guess, for lack of a better term. They were frustrated. They were not happy. They were like, well, the Cowboys suck, this, that. The Cowboys, if they had a real quarterback, they would have won, blah, 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 blah. I guess where I'm going at now, 5 days before a wild card weekend Sunday night football playoff game, one and done, is if you need to go to Marcus Mariota for whatever reason, for health, okay, because that's really the only reason. You're not going to sit or bench Jaden Daniels for performance. And obviously the games matter way differently starting Sunday night than they did even just Sunday afternoon in Dallas. If you have to go to Marcus Mariota, I would think, as a fan base and media and in the locker room and in the building, they feel even better, way better, about Marcus Mariota than they may have already felt. You know, and I believe they already felt good about him. But now you feel even way better that if something, God forbid, happens to Jaden Daniels and you have to go to Marcus Mariota, not only is not all lost, but you actually have a chance to win. And maybe, depending on how things play out, maybe even do better, as it did last Sunday. So anyway, I wanted to open up with that, some opening thoughts on that. I wanted to get into, Doc, what you saw out of Jaden Daniels overall, what you are thinking in terms of this leg soreness and whether it's going to be any sort of thing to be concerned about, you're worried about, watching, what have you, because you did indicate that something in your eyes, and it's hard to say that you're crazy for it because it didn't look good, was a factor on Sunday, and will it be a factor this Sunday night? That's how we open up the show here on a Tuesday on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. You can come and join us. K9s, if you're out there, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. being that you're out there. You know, a lot of people, like when it snows, Doc, they hide. You know, yes. they don't come out of their chamber. They don't come out of their igloo, you know?
We sleep standing up.
That's the DOC. I'm merely the rooster. Matty Ice is with us as well. So be nice to him when you call in at 301-230-0980 on the Team 980. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app. Stay with us. All right, back here on a Tuesday. The lines are locked and loaded. Jaden Daniels, a little bit banged up on Sunday. Pulled at halftime. Marcus Mariota was great in the second half, leading the Commanders to a come-from-behind win. Playoffs this Sunday night against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, where it all started this year, and where it always seems to kind of meet. With the Tampa Bay Buccaneers when it comes to the playoffs. The DOC is with us in the house here on a Tuesday making a house call, and you are on the phones at 301-230-0980. If you can't get through, can't hang out on hold, just send us a message on the old X, at WrestleMania621. Doc is at Rick Doc Walker, and Maddie is at Mr_me93. Doc, so you mentioned it to kind of open up the part of your show, your part of the show, and that was, you know, you could just tell that Jaden was inaccurate, off, what have you. Do you think that was more, do you think that was dictated in any way by Dallas, or do you think that was more just bad day at the office, and then whenever this mild leg soreness kicked in, that was kind of the icing on the cake?
Could be a part of all three. What I know is that he's too accurate to be, when he's off the mark, something's wrong.
Because
he's hardly ever off the mark.
Yeah.
And he, when you get sacked the first two plays of a game, hello?
Yeah.
Something's up. So your game is going to be dictated to, and that's what Dallas was good at. They were able to come in and impose their will on the program. And that, you know, we weren't accustomed to that. But that's a tribute to how hard they played with very little to play for other than this, quote, imaginary rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a definite result in his play as a result of it. Now, they can say they were going to bring him out at halftime. Maybe they were. Maybe they weren't. But I'm glad they did, because the other guy came right in and elevated play. It helps secure victory.
Yeah, and right from the get-go, you mentioned the first play of the game is actually the first and the third play of the game, because in between that he had like a dump-down screen to Zach Ertz, which, fine, whatever. But then sacked on first and third down of that particular opening series, and three times in the first two series. And I think people were bothered not necessarily by the first two sacks, by the third sack, where he was under a lot of pressure on a Donovan Wilson backside blitz from the safety spot from his, again, blind side or Brandon Coleman's side, and I'm not blaming Brandon Coleman, and he was flushed out along with pressure right at him when he flushed to his right to get away from that, and then he broke away from it, and instead of trying to make a play or throw it or whatever, he stepped out of bounds, and it was like, okay, I made a business decision there to just step out of bounds. There's nothing that I see. Now, I don't know exactly. I'm not smart enough to tell you that I saw anything obvious and clear that he should have thrown or whatever. I was just happy he didn't take another hit. So I was okay with it in the moment. But I don't know if he was seeing the field the way he normally sees it.
I'm with you. Otherwise, you can toss the ball out of bounds and no hits, no earns, no errors. And it seemed so obvious. For him not to have done that was a head scratcher. But, I mean, I'm not saying he couldn't have still won the game. You know, he could have played the whole game, and we still could have won.
Mm-hmm.
I have no doubts in my mind his superpower skills might have morphed him into something that he needed to be.
Yeah.
But why not taking advantage of the fact you got two of them? I just thought it was a perfect ending to a team that is showing you now how resourceful it can be.
Yeah.
If you got your number one corner who's out, your quarterback out, I mean, my goodness, this team is so resourceful. You know, and it's like a beauty pageant. The best looking young lady may not win, but the one with the best smile usually does. And right now, we smiling. Both them dudes are smiling, mm-hmm. and it's clean, clean. I mean, I'm the oddball again because I'm thrilled at the way it worked out.
At some point, I want to revisit what you said about Adam Peters because I know we've talked about Adam Peters a lot, but maybe we haven't even given him enough bouquets. So at some point, I want to revisit that. But coming up next, Doc, we got 8 callers. So I want to dive right into the callers and go through the line as quickly as we can. Ask everybody to be as short and as crisp and as clean as you possibly can right after a trending alert right here and right now on the Team 980. All right, Commanders players off. Coaches obviously hard at work preparing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this Sunday night. Just after 8 o'clock from Raymond James Stadium, where it all started this year for Dan Quinn and the Commanders. Hopefully is not where it all ends as the wild card weekend round is here. Again, the Commanders versus the NFC South champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Once again, the two organizations meeting in the playoffs. Doc and I will talk about it all with you coming up here on the Team 980. Meanwhile, around the NFL, lots of news. Byron Leftwich, remember him, DC native, former offensive coordinator and Super Bowl winning offensive coordinator of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He is interviewing for the New England Patriots head coaching job today as well. Pep Hamilton, also, again, a familiar name. He was once with the DC Defenders in the XFL. He is interviewing with the Patriots as well for their head coaching spot. The Chicago Bears have requested permission to speak to current Broncos assistant and former Stanford head football coach David Shaw for their head coaching position, amongst others. The Jets apparently not interested, according to the New York Post, in Ben Johnson, who figures to be of interest to everyone at the top of all the lists, if you will. Tonight, Capital One Arena. It is the Washington Wizards, and it is the Houston Rockets, 6:45. The pregame right here with Dave Johnson and company on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, and that is what's trending. It doesn't exactly feel like Miami or South Beach here in the nation's capital, man. Oof. Doc, how about that snow yesterday, huh? Not fun.
Yeah, it was competitive in the driveway, man. It was you can tell with age, and they're winning the battle, the snow. But again, to be out there and compete with it, but be smart. Don't be afraid to have a chair, to have a stick, and to be able to chill out, hydrate. I took more breaks than ever, but, you know, mission accomplished.
Yeah, very important, obviously. Unfortunately, sometimes things happen, and you know, it's a very, like you said...
street. I mean, the people, it was great. We got neighbor. And nothing beats having a neighbor mm-hmm. with power.
Oh, people, yeah.
You know,
oh,
just
yeah.
in case you get a real jam.
Yeah. No, I did most of mine yesterday morning. Mm-hmm. I should say a good portion of mine, and then neighbor came by with a snowblower and finished it off, and I was like so thankful.
Yeah, you know, the top obviously. Of the heap, there's a little curb part, and last year he came by, nicest guy, mm-hmm. and I said, no, it's a manhood issue.
That's a manhood that, you know, issue.
And I'm telling him, and you're looking at this thing going, man, it's just ridiculous. He goes, he got a long driveway. My neighbor to my right, you know, who's an Eagles fanatic,
yeah.
and so, you know, what people don't realize, and they don't care, is that the little bragging right things you have with your neighbors and your, you know, people in your family, like the thing with Essek. But if we had been swept by Dallas, that's why my palms were sweaty. I mean, I knew we were in the playoff, and I didn't really care who we played. I'm one of those numbskulls that actually would have preferred Philly. Because I think then the pressure's on them Because I really believe we were one of those teams that everybody wanted to avoid us. And so familiarity and all that crap. But in the end, it is what it is. I'm just glad to be in it. And now if the Fab Five can come back with better health, I think we got a shot.
They are absolutely going to need at least one member of that five.
Yeah, but I don't know what Badass's injury is.
Yeah. Well, because Cornelius Lucas wouldn't be a guarantee. I mean, now that Wiley's back, although Wiley's been so banged up off and on,
it's not like you could say
Cornelius Lucas would automatically start. That really wouldn't be the case. But I will tell you what would happen is when Brandon Coleman goes out the other day and Cornelius Lucas is already down, and I know you love Trent Scott, and Trent Scott has played reasonably okay.
He played up.
Yes.
Give him credit.
Yeah, absolutely. He's played reasonably okay.
It could have been a turnstile, but it wasn't.
I agree. But you'd rather have Cornelius Lucas if something happens to Coleman and or Wiley. No offense to Trent Scott. You'd rather have Cornelius Lucas play as opposed to one of those two guys. But Biotish.
He showed me something.
Even though Dieter is a veteran and he can certainly hold his own, there is something clearly missing pass protection-wise, as we saw on third down on that first series of the game. I mean, Micah Parsons, not that this should be a surprise. I mean, Micah Parsons goes around a lot of people, but that was a problem. And then really where it's felt, I think, is the natural run game because you just don't have it. And I refuse to believe that Brian Robinson forgot how to run the football. The bottom line is they haven't been right outside of here and there in the second half of the season, and it's been Biotish a couple of times. I know Allegretti's been banged up. Not much has been made of that, but I know he's limping around and hobbling around in the locker room after every game. Cosme has been sick. His family's been sick for a long time. You know, so guys are either out of gas, guys are not feeling good, guys are banged up. I mean, we know these guys taking a beating no matter what. But all of that is said to say, hey, this is how they can get the offense back to where it needs to be. In all likelihood, quite honestly, it needs to probably top 28 points in order to win this game, because I just refuse to believe that Baker Mayfield and Mike Evans and Jalen McMillan and Bucky Irving and that offensive line are going to have a bad day. And maybe they do, and maybe they step and poop and it comes out smelling like, well, poop. And that would be the best news, but I just don't know if that's going to happen. All right, so let's get to this. Let's get to the calls and start working everybody in so I don't get accused of the holding off the canines because, Doc, they're out in full force. So I want to make sure that we get to them as quickly as we can. Let's see here. Let's go to let's try line one. We'll start down the line. Bones is with us. What up, Bonesy?
Hey, Happy New Year, Rooster. Happy New Year, Matt.
What's up, Bones? Happy New Year to you.
Hey, look, Happy New Year.
I am so grateful that we have Marcus Mariota on the bench. I don't know what to do, man. Because I'm telling you, man, I could not complete this season with us losing to Dallas twice. And I would have to hear these Cowboy fans that lives in the DMV area talking about, well, I don't care about y'all went to the playoffs. We beat y'all twice. No. Uh-uh. I'm so grateful we had Marcus Mariota on the bench and he was able to come in. You know, just like baseball, man. You got to go to the bullpen, man. Go to the bullpen and bring in the relief. You know what I'm saying? So, man, all that other stuff about what's wrong with Jaden. Look, we went to the bullpen. The relief came in. Did his job. We won the game. We beat Dallas. We live to see another game in the playoffs. Hey, I love our chances. I love you guys. Thank you for taking my call. Peace and happiness.
Thank you, Bonesy. Happy New Year. Bonesy. Appreciate you. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to our guy Ross down there in Tampa. Where, Ross, are you attending Sunday night's game?
So, no, I'm not going to be going there. I actually just got back from New Orleans because on the college side, I'm a big Georgia fan.
Oh, gosh.
I drove into New Orleans dealing with all that.
Oh, boy.
So, my wife said, Yeah. I'm 3 blocks away from, no, I was 2 blocks away from all that.
Ugh,
so yeah, man. I'm gonna go to a bar somewhere this weekend.
I don't blame you, man, because especially after that situation, which was so sad, obviously, and not shocking, but so sad. And sorry about your Georgia Bulldogs because, I mean, obviously they were a little short on talent this year, and you kind of knew they were up against it against that Notre Dame defense with a backup quarterback.
My boy Gunnar Stockton, he's like a poor man's Tebow. I think if you just give him some time, he could be a pretty solid quarterback someday. But, yeah, there was not a safer place in New Orleans than outside the Sugar Bowl, the Superdome. Those guys were ready, so... Yeah, thankfully, it was a safe trip for me and the family, but this Sunday, man... No, as a matter of fact, Russ, would you like to share with Doc and all of everybody listening the little brief conversation we had privately after week one?
I'm trying to remember. What did you say, we'll see you back here again, right? Is that what I'm remembering? Or
Yeah. We were on the verge of losing the game, and I said, I'll see you wild card weekend.
Yeah, that's right.
Like
that's right. Okay.
It was going to be – I called it, man.
Yeah.
So I would say have a safe trip to New Orleans, but I don't want to spoil nothing. But I'll tell you what, man, in terms of this Sunday, I feel like Baker Mayfield might go out there with Terminator vision, and if number 25 is detected – he'll go ahead and have his target locked, and they're going to start picking on him unless he get a touchdown or a massive spot foul. So I'm hoping my guy Lattimore is fully healthy. I'm hoping Eckler is fully healthy. And I'm hoping Cliff Kingsbury can draw up some plays and scheme some things up to compensate for what our linemen's been doing, because a lot of, like, our key guy, be honest, I don't know how he's feeling, and that's going to be a key part for Jaden Daniels to do what he did. I saw the little mic'd up videos from Atlanta's game where Dieter's running up to Jaden thanking him for bailing him out because he screwed up, and Jaden Daniels, the rookie, had to do his thing. But it's good to hear from you guys, man. Y'all go ahead and hold it down on the throwdown Tuesday. What's today's Tuesday?
Called a number of different things. I guess we're just calling it a Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you guys, man.
Gridiron Tuesday. Maddie says a Gridiron Tuesday. That's right. Thank you, Ross. Appreciate you. Glad your trip back and forth to New Orleans was safe, even if your team did not win. And good call. I remember that now. And indeed, the Commanders are back where the season started. Thanks to Ross in Tampa. Let's get to Let's get to Jonesy before the break. What up, Jonesy?
K9.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Jonesy.
What's up, baby?
What's going on?
I got a bone to pick with you, Ruth.
Oh, boy.
You said when it gets cold, the K9 disappears. No.
I didn't say that. Did I say that?
Yeah.
I said I was wondering if you all hung out in your igloo because it was too cold and too snowy.
We've been out here and no igloo. Yeah, with ice water in our veins. Yesterday, I went over to TJ Oshie's house, borrowed some skates, and I was out here shoveling snow, baby. I was out here, yes sir, doing my thing. That's right, while making a figure eight. Now, let's get down to business. I was listening earlier, and you were saying something about, okay, the issue with Mariota coming in and, Jaden went out, whatever. Look, if you scratch the 20 years with Dan Snyder, we've been here before. When Rip got hurt 1 year, we had Stan come in and play for Rip. Then another time Rip got hurt, pretty much close to Thanksgiving, we had Jeff Russell to come in, and boom. Same thing. Everything's still working. You would never knew nothing was out of order. Because you know why? At the end of those days there, we won the game. Same thing here. We got a guy now that fits the mold of the guys I just spoke of. And guess what? People keep remember, this guy is a former first-round pick in Mariota. If something should go down with JD5 and we need this man to come off the bench, I have all faith that he come in and get the job done and keep the ball rolling. Keep the 8-ball rolling. That's right. And win the game. And you know something else? Here's a footnote for you. Want to win the long drive, score. Long drive, score.
Well, in order to do that, and appreciate you, Jonesy, you got to be able to run the football, one. Two, you got to be able to get off the field on third down, Doc. That was both of those were problematic. Amen. Week one in Tampa. They could not close the back door on Baker Mayfield, even though they got pressure on him and even though they got heat on him time and time again. And they also could not naturally run the football. Jaden ran the football and escaped and broke a lot of, you know, again, when you're a heavy blitz team, there's going to be creases. There's going to be windows. And Jaden exploited a lot of them. But they are going to need that natural run game. And when I say natural run game, just so everybody knows, I'm talking about B-Rob, Chris Rodriguez, Jeremy McNichols, and Austin Eckler, if all four are up against. So, and obviously, we'll get into the game and the matchup as we go along. 149, Team 980, more of your calls straight ahead. Stay with us on the Odyssey app as well. Always live and free there. All right, coming up, we have a stat that I want to get Doc's opinion on, thoughts on. We'll do that after the 2 o'clock hour so we can get at least one more, maybe two, calls in here before the top of the hour. Let's go to Bob in Rockville next up on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Bob, how are you? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, guys. Happy, hey, great new year.
Absolutely. Same
Doc,
to you.
You know, I've been watching them since 63. I'm talking about them Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know both my inside teeth grew 2 inches during that game, and the hair on my back also grows 2 inches, Doc, because I'm going to tell you what happened. I realized all through the year that Peters made the right decision to keep a guy like Day on defensive line. Holmes, he made the right decision to keep the safeties that could tackle. He's made the right decisions all the way down the line. He brought in two Polynesian crew. Come on, man, downtown, Pengo, Frankie Boy Luva, and my boy Marcus Mariota. Who's teaching, educating, showing, getting the opportunities. I ain't worried about him. When they lined up in that formation, Doc, I already had my boot on their throat. Because, you know, Doc, I knew Terry's were going to bring it down, baby. We get the line healthy. We get them organized. We get them in sync. I don't care who's playing, but what five are playing, organization. Line them up, Doc. Bring in that Bates boy for a tight end. Throw that ball to boy. You know what I'm saying? Move it, man. Rodriguez gets a tackle on special teams. A lot of little things happened in that game that were really good, Doc. Let's get him to a razor's point by Saturday night. What do you think, fellas?
Hey, man, let's do it. Why not?
I mean, it takes a full team to win a playoff game, especially one on the road against probably and arguably a more talented, certainly on offense, they're more talented overall, big picture, than you, and they're at home.
The 30s.
Go ahead.
It's the 37th guy. It's the 38th guy.
Yeah,
it's the guy that makes that tackle and don't miss that tackle.
No, often,
come on, man. We're still talking about the Turpin play. A 58 don't stay in the right lane. Every ball body got tackled. On Sunday. Got to make the tackle, Doc. You know that. I know that. Got to make the block, Doc.
Sounds good, Bob.
I'm looking forward to a physical playoff.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate
Amen.
You. Let's squeeze in one more here before the top of the hour to keep the line moving. Little is with us next. Little, good afternoon.
Shout out to Rooster. Shout out to the legend, my man. Shout out to Ice.
I was telling Ice,
Rooster, you got a little prop on your side because I reached out to the JD5 on Facebook. He said he listened to your show, especially when the legend on there. So I guess Tuesday they get a break.
Jaden Daniels? Are you saying that you reached out to Jaden Daniels?
Yeah, he's on Facebook. I reached out to him. I sent him, you know, he said he listened to your show.
Wait, you're going to have to send me. I mean, listen, I appreciate if this actually happened, as you're saying.
I'm just saying,
whenever you get a chance, if you have some sort of proof that Jaden Daniels actually listens to this show, I want to see it.
Yeah, I'm going to try to post it on X when I get finished doing what I'm doing outside. Look here, this is what I want you to do, JD5.
Chris,
you
legend.
Say you
why are you so surprised?
Man, press your arm, JD5. Press your arm, Playboy. Let that ball go. That's all you got to do, because when I see tapes, I see people wide open when he want to take off. Press your arm, JD. I know everybody got you looking at tape. In that Tampa Bay game, Man, we had people wide open all game long. Hey, Doc, I'm going to tell you now, I called a five-game. I said we're going to go on a five-game run when we were 7-5. Man, we're going to get Tampa Bay by double figures, man. I'm out. God bless y'all. Stay up, man.
All right. Thank you, Little. Make sure you send us that. Make sure you send us that. Not that I need proof, but, you know, I'm curious. I want to see if this. Jaden, if you're listening to this show, man, I'm going to give you a secret bat line that you can call in, and we'll move you to the top of the list. 301-230-0980, Jaden Daniels. If you want to call in, we will move you ahead of Dr. Sabah, Franco, Sanchez, and more.
I don't even know.
You don't have to know if you're
That's
out there.
Moving him against royalty.
Yeah.
I don't know if he would get to go okay. You just mentioned head of the class, royalty. This kid's first year is a rookie. Not so fast.
That is true. All right, we'll take a timeout, and we'll make way for Jaden Daniels if he's out there listening and wants to call in. The Pepsi Zero Sugar Rookie of the Week. That would be pretty cool, right? That would be good for the radio show, right? And I'm all about whatever's good for the radio show. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.